The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What is happening, TFA fam? I hope you had a fantastic week four. We had a fantastic week four in our Streamers Edition. Last week, we gave you quarterback stars Sam Darnold and Taylor Heinicke, who finished as the quarterback two and quarterback five overall on the week. We also gave you some fantastic tight ends to start. Dawson Knox finished as the tight end two, and Dalton Schultz finished as the tight end four, both racking up some touchdowns on their own right. Now we are back for week five. Stay tuned for who you should be streaming coming up. And we're going to start out with Kirk Cousins, who we admit he was not fantastic in week four. He struggled against that Cleveland Browns defense. They absolutely got after him, and he's only rostered right now in 52% of leagues. But I think that's actually going to drop after his abysmal kind of week four, where he only scored 11 total fantasy points. This Minnesota team, though, is averaging 39 passes per game. Dalvin Cook keeps on getting injured, leaves games. I'm just curious if this team continues to throw at the rate they have been, and I think they do. Anthony Barr has not played for their defense through the first 4 weeks. That might continue here in week five. So if they continue to have a hobbled defense, a hobbled Dalvin Cook, we've seen Kirk Cousins destroy most defenses outside of the Browns this season, and now he gets the Detroit Lions. Kirk Cousins has a 6.3 touchdown rate going all the way back to the 2019 season. So I think he absolutely has a really good shot at 300 yards and two touchdowns against a very suspect Lions secondary. Start him, stream him for week five. Sam Darnold, again, another guy we suggested in week four, still only rostered in 18% of leagues. I think that number shoots way up after his third straight game of 300 plus yards. He has five rushing touchdowns on the season, a 68% completion percentage. He's playing lights out, and this is without CMC, who he lost. This is a guy with his weapons in DJ Moore, Robbie Anderson, Terrace Marshall. I think that he has enough weapons where he can get it done week in and week out, passing over 36 times per game. And now he gets the Eagles defense that was absolutely cooked by Dak Prescott and Patrick Mahomes so far this season, giving up seven passing TDs in back-to-back weeks. Sam Darnold is a top five quarterback so far this season, and I think he's a legit top 12 quarterback any given week. So he needs to be rostered in a lot more leagues, and you can absolutely stream him against a very susceptible Eagles defense. Moving on to Taylor Heinicke. He is only rostered in 10% of leagues. This is another guy that I think his number will shoot way up after waivers clear this week. He had a fantastic show against Atlanta, which we expected, which we said you should stream him against Atlanta. Now he gets Marshawn Lattimore and that Saints secondary, but I'm still going for him. I still think he can have a good game. He faced James Bradbury and the Giants in week two, faced Tre'Davious White and the Bills defense in week three, and he still managed 20-plus fantasy points in each of those contests. He averaged over 30 in this past week. Heinicke is even running a little bit more. He picked up 43 yards on the ground here in week four. He is a really good option as well if these other guys are gone and you're in a deeper league. Taylor Heinicke is definitely streamable in week five against the Saints. Moving over to the tight end position, again, we're just going to run it back with the same three names because we have not seen these guys' roster percentages jump to a point where they're unavailable in your leagues. And I'm going to start out with Dalton Schultz, the guy that has just been fantastic on a mad tear. He is rostered in just 21% of leagues. Again, this is going to jump up, so make sure you get him before he's gone. Three games of at least six receptions, 23 targets through 4 weeks of play. He plays 74% of the snaps, which is much better than Blake Jarwin's under 50% of the snaps. And that was the big thing. Like, can these two tight ends coexist in this Dallas offense? We saw Blake Jarwin get an early touchdown in week four against the Panthers, but we saw Dalton Schultz also get a touchdown of his own, and we saw Schultz get the highest snap percentage that he has had up to date with 79% of the week four snaps. So Michael Gallup is still out. Dak Prescott is normally giving his tight ends about 15 to 20% of the target share, but this year so far he's given them 27% of the target share. So this is fantastic news for Dalton Schultz going forward. And now you get the Giants defense, who has given up a league-leading four touchdowns to the tight end position. I'm absolutely loving Dalton Schultz as a week five stream. Evan Engram, he was a guy that I suggested last week. He was not fantastic in week four. He got the target share. He's had six targets in back-to-back weeks now since coming off of his own injury issues through weeks one and two. And now he still has Sterling Shepard and Darius Slayton banged up. Now, could they be back for week five? That's possible, but it doesn't really matter to me because he gets a Dallas defense on the other side of Dalton Schultz. He gets that Dallas defense that's been really poor against the tight end position. They've given up three touchdowns in their own right, and they also could have had more. In that Chargers game, there were two touchdowns to tight ends that were called back for an illegal shift and then a holding call. So they could have five touchdowns given up to the tight end position. So I just think Engram, 12 targets through two games so far. He has the volume. We just need to see the yardage catch up to that. And Daniel Jones is playing really, really well. I'm absolutely in on Evan Engram for week five. Dawson Knox, how can we not mention him again here in week five? He has now 15 catches, four touchdowns. He's on a top five passing offense. We saw him basically finish up from a fantastic week three to just an outstanding week four production. This is where we saw him really break out. He had his highest target share. He had eight targets, his best reception total in five receptions, and he found the end zone a pair of times. So now the Buffalo Bills get the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Chiefs have actually given up the most yardage to tight ends with 87 yards per game given up to the tight end position. Now, I don't know if Dawson Knox gets quite those 87 yards, but that has to be encouraging if you're looking at this and scheming against the Chiefs. They have been really bad against the pass, not only for the wide receivers, but for the tight end as well. So Dawson Knox continues to be involved with the Bills this season. He kind of is breaking out in his third year. So we are really excited about Dawson Knox, as we were for week four. Stream him again in week five. For DSTs, we are absolutely going to finally buy in to the Dallas Cowboys, who have been just a turnover machine in general over the first 4 weeks of the season. They have 10 turnovers in just four games, and that's kind of insane, like really, really insane. I really don't know how that stacks up in previous seasons, but basically half of the teams in 2020 had 22 or less turnovers over the entire season, 16 games. The Cowboys have half of that in just a quarter of the season, so they are clicking on all cylinders defensively. To boot, they added five sacks last week against the Panthers. Now, they're still missing their star pass rusher, DeMarcus Lawrence, but this is a team that absolutely can get over Daniel Jones, who, even though he's playing really well, historically, he has been a turnover machine. So if you have a defense that is turning teams over with a guy that's historically turning the ball over, I think that's a really good matchup for the Cowboys. They're only rostered in 22% of leagues. Go after them and stream them for week five. The second defense I am going to bring to you is the Los Angeles Chargers, and they have been an underrated defense. They're only rostered in 2.5% of leagues, and they're playing really, really well. Now, as I record this, we only have seen them play a half of week four. They have shut out the Raiders so far. They have only given up 20 points per game in the first 3 weeks and then zero in the first half against the Raiders. I don't know what will happen here in the second half, but six turnovers, seven sacks in those first 3 weeks. And those numbers are really jarring because they played really, really good quarterbacks and really good offenses in Dak Prescott and the Cowboys and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. So this is a defense that's really, really impressive. They have a lot of star power, and I'm really excited about their matchup. They go against the Browns, and Baker Mayfield did not look good last week. I know they can run the football, But as a passing offense, I do not think they move the football against the Chargers. Fire them up as a streamable defense in week five. I don't have a third defense for you guys. Really, this is a week where a lot of the star defenses that are already rostered have really, really good matchups, or the easy teams to face are facing other bad defenses. So I'm not going to give you a third defensive streamer just to give you one. So only two for this week, but we will give you Mason Crosby for a kicker to pick up for the week. Mason Crosby hasn't missed a kick all season. He gets the Cincinnati defense, who have been playing well enough to get stops, but I don't think well enough to stop this Aaron Rodgers offense. So I do think they get enough red zone trips where he will kick some field goals, get some extra points, and he will continue his 9 points per game streak. He's going to get you 9 or 12 points for you in week five. Start Mason Crosby. So that's all I have for you guys for our streams for week five. Make sure you give us a thumbs up, subscribe to the YouTube channel. If you're listening on podcast, give us a review. We would love to hear what you're thinking about the podcast channel. We would love to hear your reviews. So make sure you keep it locked here. We got ranks coming up for you. So some interesting stats coming for you later in the week, props coming for you, all of the things right here at the Fantasy Authority.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.